Welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast. Success isn't a goal, it's a journey. I interview the most incredible humans to keep your mind optimized for growth. On the show today, we have John Lee Dumas, the legendary host of Entrepreneur on Fire podcast. He's been running The Daily Show for 8 years now and has turned it into just a money-making machine where he gets to live his passion and dreams of talking to awesome people whilst creating great content at the same time. We find out what got him started, the key ingredients to his success, the impacts he's had on his mental health and how he stays positive, and more. It's a great show with an inspirational human, and he has a giant of a growth mindset, so please enjoy this chat with John Lee Dumas. So it's great to have you on the show. And I guess being the Entrepreneur on Fire, I'd really like to know what kind of first sparked your fire.
Honestly, it was a little bit of the desire to fill a void that wasn't being filled. I loved listening to podcasts as a consumer. Like, I loved the platform. I got it. I understood podcasting. But at the same time, it was like, where's The Daily Show interviewing successful entrepreneurs? Like, every show was once a week, twice a month. And I went purposefully to iTunes, to Stitcher, to all the directories. And I was like, I'm just going to find that show. I'll subscribe. It'll be perfect. And it didn't exist. I was like, how does this not exist? It was kind of like McCartney being like, how does the song Yesterday not exist? Like, he had it in a dream. He just assumed it was his hit song. And I was like the same way with that. Like, how has somebody not thought of creating a daily podcast? Like, I don't get it. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world to me. I go, maybe I'm crazy, but maybe there's more people out there like me who would want the opportunity to listen to a fresh, new, inspiring podcast with a motivating entrepreneur 7 days a week. And, you know, I didn't know for sure that was going to be the case, just like McCartney didn't know that people were going to love the song Yesterday, but they did. Fire Nation did. And, you know, here we are 8 years later, 2,600 episodes later, 85 million listens later. I've got a little bit of traction.
Yeah, you could say that. But what was the thing that then like fueled your fire? Because, you know, you need a spark, you need like the wood, which is yourself. So what was like the oxygen that got it going? And how did you get the initial traction? Was it just sort of asked a few people about the idea and they just sort of, it just took off straight away? Like, how did you make the leap?
Yeah, so nothing I think of any like substance ever takes off right away. It's always kind of like a slow burn. You stoke the flames, you kind of start to build the fire, you add more sticks, you add kindling, you add kind of bigger pieces of logs to the fire to eventually kind of get to that bonfire status. And that was a process for me. I mean, there was no hockey stick. There was no overnight success. It was just one step at a time. And the thing that really kind of took me, though, from just spark to like the hint of a flame was I hired a mentor. Like, I literally found somebody who was a successful business podcast host. I wanted to be a successful business podcast host. She was able to guide me every step of the way during that process. You know, back when I potentially would have stumbled or given up or just gotten confused or made a big mistake, like I had that guide, you know, keeping me going forward. And that's kind of the biggest thing when you first start is like, once you get that initial excitement and enthusiasm and that little spark of momentum, like you've got to do everything you can to keep that moving forward. Because otherwise, poof, it can be gone.
Yeah, it disappears so quickly as soon as you just take your eye off the ball for a bit. So what would you say is your most useful mindset and how did you learn it?
My most useful mindset would definitely be one word, focus. Follow one course until success. And that was my complete mindset for the entire first year of Entrepreneurs on Fire. I was like, if I'm going to do the first daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs, it's going to be because I focus better and more consistently than anybody else before me. And that was it. And, you know, I probably got that focus from my military days. You know, for me, being an officer in the U.S. Army, like I had to learn one thing, leading men incredibly well. So that was my one focus. And that was the one thing that I dialed in on. And I said to myself, hey, if I want to have the kind of success I had as an officer in the Army, as an entrepreneur, like I need to bring that same kind of focus, that same kind of laser focus. So I cut out all the distractions, all the social media, all the this, all the that, all the outside voices. And I just did one thing. I delivered one episode every single day for 2,000 days in a row.
Yeah. Wow. So in terms of like the focus, and it's great to focus on the business, but then it's very easy as an entrepreneur to kind of lose focus on not sure what to focus on. And you try different things. And as things grow, it's like, it feels like there can be so many different things you need to be working on that you sort of, if you're not focused on that, like the other things start dropping. How did you manage the multiple balls in like the business with?
I mean, at first there were no multiple balls. That was kind of the thing. It was just one ball, the podcast. Like that was the focus. And then as I got some more traction with that and I said, okay, let's start adding some more balls to the mix. That's when I started building a team. Like that's when I brought on a virtual assistant. That's when I brought on Kate. And like, that's when I was able to kind of build out other people who were doing those things, who were managing those balls, so I could still keep my focus. So, you know, for 8 years now, my main focus has remained the podcast. Of course, I've done other things, but at the same time, my focus is Entrepreneurs on Fire. It's the podcast. It's the interviews. It's that focus. Like, that's the core. And I don't take my eye off that ball.
Yeah. It's interesting. So you've been so focused on that, because that's sort of what's led to it being so successful and making a ton of money.
Exactly.
And we will go back into that later. But I want to talk about mental health in terms of having such a focus. How has that impacted your friendships and ability to kind of be happy and like exist in like a normal way, I guess?
Yeah, to me, like, I've always been happiest when I've been living in my zone of fire. And my zone of fire is creating amazing interviews with inspiring and successful entrepreneurs. So that makes me happy. That's why I love what I do. And that's why a lot of people fail when they try to like copy Entrepreneurs on Fire or copy some other successful entrepreneur, because they don't have that love. Like, that's not going to make them happy. They, you know, they just want to do it because it's success. They might be defined success, or it could be financially rewarding. Those aren't reasons to do something. But when you find that zone of fire where you're actually happy doing that thing, then it goes a very long way. And guess what? Like, I still have plenty of time for my friends and my family, those who I want to continue to engage with. And there's been a lot of people who I've lost touch with over the years. And guess what? I can't, you know, keep in touch with everybody. I can't make everybody happy, and I'm not trying to. I'm saying, you know what? This is my tribe. This is my core. This is my focus. If you're in my inner circle, awesome. If you're not, I wish you the best. Let's do this.
Yeah, cool.
Join over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. With BetterHelp, it's a sponsor of this podcast, and they're just really great, and hopefully it can help you with any of the problems that you have. I genuinely struggle from a diagnosed condition of needing too much adventure and thrill seeking. But during lockdown, this actually kind of came out in some weird ways. And sometimes when I'd be recording the podcast, I'd be talking to someone in the interview and I would just mute the sound on my headphones. So I'd have no idea what they were saying. And I'd just try and carry on with the interview and see if I could do it without anyone noticing. I have no idea why I did that. Yeah, there's something wrong with me. Hence why I needed counseling. BetterHelp really helped me find healthier ways to exist as a human in this crazy world. They assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's professional counseling done securely online with all types of counselors in different professions, and you can access it from anywhere in the world. It's really convenient. So yeah, this is a special offer for Growth Mindset Podcast listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/growthmindsetpodcast.
Yeah, I certainly would say, as in my own podcast, it's been like, I just enjoy doing it so much. It wouldn't even have mattered if it hadn't taken off, but it has, which has been great in ads, but like, it didn't really matter so much. It's just been fun to connect with people like you and have great conversations. But I guess it would be interesting to know a bit more, like, what things have you suffered, and you can't have been happy the whole time. Have you had like any low moments?
I mean, entrepreneurship's a roller coaster. Like, if you're not having low moments, you're just kidding yourself. I mean, you're going to have ups, downs, successes, losses, failures, mistakes. I mean, that's part of the game. And that's part of the thing you have to embrace as well. So I've absolutely had low moments. There's been things that I've tried that haven't worked. There's been things that I was hopeful and excited for that just flopped. And I mean, you know, that's part of it. And you go back to the drawing board and say, okay, let's learn, let's pivot, let's adjust. And if the time feels right at a later point, let's try again.
Cool. Good answer, but a bit generic. Can you go for a specific story that we could maybe relate to and be like, oh, John was really low in that moment?
So the first thing would be is when I decided on my own accord, without even communicating or engaging with my audience, like, hey, like, let me create this for them. Let me create this thing that I'm going to call Pod Platform, which is you record something, send it to me. My team will edit. My team will polish it up. My team will add an intro and outro. We'll host it on our own platform. We'll publish it to all the directories. Like, we will essentially be your podcast creator for everything. And this was back in 2013 when nobody was doing anything along these lines. So it was brand new and I thought it was perfect. And it absolutely got crickets. I mean, nobody wanted it. You know, nobody would pay for it. You know, I had this team prepared for all this work I thought was going to flood in. None of it materialized. And I had to shut it down like almost as soon as I turned it on. And it was a big failure. It was a big low moment because I didn't know what was next. I didn't know that my next idea was going to be a multi-million-dollar idea called Podcasters Paradise. Like, in hindsight, I can be like, oh, John, like, you're going to be okay. Because I obviously was okay. But at that moment in time, I was like, man, did I just make a huge mistake? Am I ever going to recover from this? Is there ever even possibly a way to make revenue in the business?
Yeah. It's funny how often like the hard moments and things that sort of teach you the lessons you need to be like so successful. And if you sort of knew that it was part of your journey, it would be like, oh, this is so exciting. I've just passed like another level and I'm going to the next thing. But at the time it feels awful. Okay. I guess what is the thing that sort of makes you most happy?
I think that changes. You know, I think that evolves. I mean, for me, working on my craft, you know, working on the business, you know, working on my personal health and wellness, you know, there's a lot of things that make me happy. And sometimes those things evolve and change over time. Like what makes me happy today very well may not have made me happy 6 months ago. And same thing goes from 6 months from now. So for me, it's just all about kind of keeping my finger on the pulse, trying new things, really understanding where my mindset's at, where my headspace is at, where my game is at, and just continuing to evolve every day.
Okay, cool. What would you say is like the overall like life goal when you're sort of 80, 100, whatever? What's going to be the thing that you're most proud of doing, do you hope, that could be in like 20 years time anyway?
You know, I'm not big on legacy. Like Gary Vaynerchuk loves talking about how many people are going to go to his funeral and what his legacy is going to be. And for me, it's like when I'm gone, I'm gone. I don't have any illusions of grandeur that people are going to care that much, if at all, that, you know, I walked on this earth. I think, you know, frankly, people, rightfully so, are pretty all consumed in their own world, in their own life. You know, people are dying every single day around us. And are you really letting that affect you? Like, no, not really. And that's just reality. So for me, I don't really spend much time thinking about that stuff. I'm just like, you know, right now, in the present moment, am I impacting the world in a positive way? Am I adding positive value to this world? And if my answer is yes, more often than not, then I feel like I'm progressing in the right way. And if it's not, then, you know, I try to make a change and make it so it is. And, you know, when I'm 80 or 100, I'm probably going to be like, got all the money that I need. I'm on my way out, you know, unless, you know, this anti-aging thing really takes hold and, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed
that I'm young
enough to, you know, maybe transfer my consciousness into something else. Like, who knows? Mm-hmm. That stuff could be possible at some point. You know, maybe we're 500 years away from that, but maybe we're only 50. And if we're only 50, I might be able to just sneak under the wire there.
Yeah, he knows, like maybe the first person to live to 1,000 is already alive right now.
That's exciting times. Crazy to think. It really is.
Definitely does blow your mind a little. On the subject of childhood stuff, what's your earliest childhood memory or one of your early memories?
One of my earliest memories, we used to have this like red plastic slide that we would put right in like 3 feet of water in the shore of our lake house. And I would just remember getting up on this red slide, going like the 3 or 4 feet down into the water, thinking it was the coolest thing in the world to like splash into water and then running back, climbing back up the stairs and doing it again. And just literally that was it. Like I would just do that for like 6 hours. Yeah. That was my life.
Nice. That's great.
It's like, how many calories was I burning? Because like, that's amazing.
Yeah. Good workout to that. And finally, so I guess what's the kindest thing that someone's done for you?
I'd say one of the top things that somebody's ever done that's really on a kindness level for me was my grandmother. And, you know, I remember that I would always, you know, go over to her house and have my little tiny suitcase with like my going to grandmother's house on it. And I'd have like my clothes. I thought it was like so cool to like be able to go to her house for the weekend. And I'll just never forget that like she cleared a drawer for me, like in her bureau. And she said, this is your drawer where you can put all of your clothes when you come here. And I don't know why, but at that moment in time, like she was like telling me that I was like an adult, like that I was like not a kid anymore. And I don't know why, but that's always stood out as just like such a kind thing that she did for me that just made me feel so special. And like, you know, to this day, what is it, 35 years later, I still don't take that for granted.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. Is there anything I can do for you?
Not at all, but I appreciate you hosting me. Keep up the great work and I'll catch you on the flip side.
Yeah. Cheers, man.
Take care.
Take it easy.
I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. My goal for this podcast is to help make people happier and wiser, and I'm also working on a few other projects in the podcasting space to achieve the same thing. I run the Wiser Than Yesterday podcast with a friend, where we read and discuss a great non-fiction book a week. We talk about things like philosophy, psychology, the economy, self-improvement, and business. Books such as The Black Swan, Anti-Fragile, Invisible Women, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's a great resource. Most recently, I've been building an app, Syncify. It's really to level up your podcast experience. You can connect with your friends in the app and listen to the same things. So you can listen live in real time with each other or create shared playlists and catch up at your own pace. You learn so much more by discussing ideas with friends. It's really silly to listen alone. You can also discover and share brilliant episodes with ease without having to try and recommend podcasts in different apps and just it all getting lost and confused. So it's also good for combating isolation and mental health. I personally find social media quite antisocial, and I just don't find it easy to reach out to friends to chat for no real reason. But I do love doing things with other people, and listening to the same content means that I can naturally talk about the same things, and it just gives me that friend time without going out of my way. So I really hope that it can help you, and I just would love you to try out the beta version and help us build this. And obviously, do invite your friends. It's all about friends. So you can find out more about Syncify app by going to syncifyapp.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the show. If you have any questions, please reach out to me through the website at growthmindsetpodcast.com. I do love talking to listeners. You can support us on Patreon or by leaving a review on iTunes or telling a friend about us. But mostly, keep learning and keep growing.